things aside from two.
Right, the Gemara itself mentions the Chacham right there. Saying the Ram seems to be open to one other, at least one other, the Oraisa Inyan,
right,
which could be, which, sort of could, which is not Chal.
Right. I happen to think that it could be Tchumen.
Right,
I don't think it's Mokra.
No, of course not. There's an opening, the Ram is leaving something.
Yeah, we'll see that a little later on. But there's another Rambam, and maybe this, I don't know if this supports my view a little more clearly. The Rambam Perusha Mishnayis in Sota and Hey Gimel. This is the Makkah for Bekiva. Rekiva Sober Ki Iser Tchumin Do Araisa VeOmer Shehein Mefurashim Bekasev. Rabbi Lazar Omer Tchumin Drabanan Kilomar Shein Lehem Gvul Batora Elashir Tchum Shabbos Midrabanan. So here's Elashir maybe is Drabanan. V'alach Rabbi Lazar Benosha Beosaglish Omer Tchumin Drabanan.
And he says the Kilomar, but normally.
Right, that it doesn't have a gvul. The gvul here is, but even according to Lazar, there's a shame tchum in daraisa, because the gvul is not mefurish. Okay, maybe. So these, the Rambam at least, it could be what the Rambam is at least in this last suggestion that the tchum is not mefurish, but the iser is daraisa. It could be that even in the Torah there are two dinim, there are two different shiurim that have a chalos that's recognized midaraisa. That there's a shame tchum apayim ama daraisa and a shame tchum yud beis mil, which is recognized daraisa. Okay, so the clearest makar person to endorse this is in a very unusual way. The Chtam Sofer in his Ha'aros on the Yushalmi, it's mamish lucky that my Yushalmi happened to have it on the bottom of the page. Okay. So the Chtam Sofer here writes, uveshasti lan sota pirish kishem ika, or I think kishem or sham. Ikamanda Amar Tchumen Aliba Alpaim Amos Daraisa, Vyalef Mikra Mikira Ir Vachutz Alpaim Amos Aviv, Vilo Kaimalan Kavase, Elo Harif Aram Pasuk Kirushami Dafi Yidbez Mil Daraisa Kamachne Yisra. That's Machokas Bavim Yushami. Yetzarach Lomar Elo Velo Divir Lakim Chayim. Why? The Vadai Mashma Miparshas Levim Sheze Hava Mokom Haroi Lachol Ir, Vahayotzi Mize Yotzi Mimkoma Biyomashvi. There's the Kuli Alma, even in the Chamim, Sharbi Akiva, even Rabbi Lazar. He'll endorse Alpayim Amos. It's a Mefurash Pasuk. V'nafka mine legoy sheshavas. Okay. Even according to the whole command of Rabbi Akiva. She'im yatsa chutzla Alpayim Amos me'iro shuv eino mischayev misa sherei lo shavas. Ach b'Yisrael gzer sakasav hu al yitza ish memkomo memkomom she'v midor machne Yisrael she'a yud beiz mil. Nimsa Yisrael eino over min atar ad she'yitza chutzla yud beiz mil. V'ben noach mikivin she'yatsa chutzla Alpayim far ki'im yom v'ayel lo yishpozu. So Chassam Sofer here is Mefurash that there's a chalos de reis of Alpayim Amos. Right? Enough that a goy is no longer together goy shavas, but the gzeiras hakasav that's mostly for Yisrael that you have to violate yud beis mil. Okay, very sharp. So the Chassam Sofer here says he has this whole pilpul to explain that the avos, what did they do? They wanted to be yosei both shitos. This is like the wearing tzitzis on Shabbos for the. So he said, what did they do? They made an eruv tchumin on the alpayim. He thinks an eruv won't work for a goy. Because it's like a chiddush, like a Torah, that you could be kona shvisash lobim komo. So what did they do? They made an eruv. So on the tzad that you're a Yisrael, you're covered by the eruv. But on the tzad that you're a goy, the eruv's no good. And so they walked outside alpayim ama, right? So the Yisrael tzad was covered by.
Why didn't they
need an
eruv? Why couldn't
they just
walk out like
4,000? Because Mr. Right, it's Mr. Drabanan. Right. Here, you can see here, he says, look at the bottom of page 7 here, in the last paragraph. The Rashba says it means Erev Tchumen. Some people say Erev Tavshilin, some Erev Tchumen. Right, Elah Tzarachiyin. So he says, Ratzel Lekayim Chumras Yisrael V'chumras B'nei Noach. Alkein Hiniach Eruve Tchumen B'chol Erev Shabbos Sof Alpayim. V'hutelo Iser Tchumen Drabanon Leilach Yosir Malpayim. So he's worried about the Drabanon. Mikomakom Lo Shavas Ke B'Noach Shrei B'Noach Havaze Yitzia Chutz L'Tchum. V'Noach Ein Erev Moel. Etc. Okay, so that's the Chassam Sofer's solution. But toch kedei his solution, we have a raya that tchum alpayim ama is daraisa alongside tchum yud beis mil. Okay, the chalos is daraisa, even though the iser for Yisrael is yud beis mil. Okay. This is the Chassam Sofer's suggestion on the daraisa level. Yeah. Is Avram Avinu? Okay, maybe that's a machlokas, and yeah, that's a good question. Maybe there's an echo of this Chassam Sofer in the Rishonim, but on a Drabanan level. The simple pshat in the Isser Jabanan of Alpayim Amma, if you hold Yudbeis Mil's Deraisa, is that the Chachamim made a Geder, and basically the Tarsus Yudbeis Mil, and the Chachamim just said, oh, we're going to make even a smaller shear of Alpayim Amma. So the Sefer Chinuch says it explicitly in Mitzvah Chaf Dalid. You can see here in the middle source on page 8. He says Yudbeis Mil Midaraisa. Then the last line says Zeh Ludin Torah. Ela Shechachamim Gidru Geder. Right, it sounds like it's a geder on the deoraisa of Yud Beis Mil. Okay, and maybe an afkamina to it just being a geder is the argument that the Ramban makes all the way through. Like the Ramban says, all the Gemaras that talk about Tchumen Aliba, all the Gemaras that say Tchumin. Let's go. Yeah. I guess the Gemaras that talk about Chshash, that you'll be Yotze Chutz L'Tchum of Rabbi Akiva, so the Ramban asks, why aren't we also Choshesh that you'll be Yotze the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil? Let me just go a little further. Meaning, it seems to be that in principle we have the same Chshash. Just the question is, are we choshesh for the shir rachok or the shir karov? And the Miri says, okay, the Gemara is only choshesh for the shir karov. That's why Alpayim Amma, because it's common that somebody could violate Alpayim Amma, but Yud Beis Mil is too far. But the Ramban seems to be assuming that if you have Yud Beis Mil midoraisa, Alpayim Amma is just a smaller shir drabanan for it. The Rashba in Erevin Alam Vav Med Aleph quotes the Ravid as explicitly disavowing the shita. Meaning, even the drabanan of Alpayim Amma is not a geder on Yud Beis Mil. The drabanan is to recognize a different kind of a shear of tchumen. So here, for example, the example of the Ramban that I was thinking about is the Ramban says in our sugya on Yud Zayin that if you hold tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is deoraisa, then you should have to be choshesh for the machanet that will travel past Yud Beis Mil also. That's what the Ramban. Or for example, if you hold Yud Beis Mil is deoraisa, then you should be gozer midrabanan on Alpayim Amma as the weaker shear of Yud Beis Mil. That's a suggestion that the Ramban has. Okay? The Rashba disagrees, b'shein the Ravid, and here in the underlined part in the Rashba on Lamed Vav, he says, "Aval tchumi Alpayim Amma lo gozer aleihen mishum lesa de tchumin de shnei masar mil." It's not a gzera ato Yud Beis Mil. "De rechokin hein zem yizem me'od. Ela drabanan hein legamri das mechinu at tchumi arei miklat La'ari halvim, v'yas mechinu agzeir shave." Right, meaning the din drabanan of Alpayim Amma is nismach on a different makar altogether than the deraisa of Yud Beis Mil. Right, so it sounds like he's at odds with the suggestion of the Sefer Achinuch that the Alpayim Amma is a gzeira atu Yud Beis Mil. Really, Alpayim Amma is a separate din drabanan that's nismach on Ir Miklat, and the din deraisa is a separate din of Yud Beis Mil. Okay.
So that would be like a paradigm, though.
This would be a drabanan echo of kind of what the. They have deraisa, maybe have a chalos to each one, but they're separate in their.
Or even if they're both deraisa, that they would be different.
Right, they would have a tchumen aliba de rekiva, would be conceptually different from tchumen Yud Beis Mil.
Even if both are deraisa, even if one is deraisa, does whether you're looking at each one being deraisa according to its madama, or
right.
In this case it's even within the view of Yud Beis Mil's deraisa.
Right. And the clearest nafkamina to that suggestion is. What the Rashba follows up with to this comment of the Ravid, the Rashba says, Lefi, this Ravid, even though an Erev works on Tchumen de Rabbi Akiva, an Erev wouldn't work on Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil. Right, so here is almost explicit that that we're dealing with conceptually two different kinds of Mechaivim.
So that echoes over.
And that's against what the Ramban holds, that the Ramban says, if you have an Erev that works for Rabbi Akiva, Vada would work for the Chachamim. So they're Lashitasam on whether you view these as two shirim in the same mechayiv or two different mechayiv.
And the Ramban also talks about that. Just again, he's asking all these questions. How come the Shas never quotes Yud Beis Mil? Because also that's based on that.
Right, because Ramban's assuming they were dealing with the same kind of mechayiv. Right. And for the Rashba here, who quotes the Ravid, that's a different mechayiv, and he himself holds that an Erev wouldn't work on Yud Beis Mil if he that svara. Right. So he'll say we're dealing with two different kinds of mechayiv. Okay? Is that clear? Any questions? So from here we move to another aspect, and this is to flesh out exactly the level of the chumras halav of the Yisr Tchumen. right, which we have shades of in our Gemara when our Gemara suggested that Ein Lokin Alav Sheba'al. Right, and we saw already in Noda Yehuda that according to the Yushalmi that there's no Makar Min HaTorah at all, you wouldn't get Malkus on Tchumen. Okay. So the Ravya in Chelek Aleph Hilchos Erevin Simen Taf Zayin, the Ravya here asks the Kasha that the Ramban also asks, and that is that if you hold that Tchumen of Yudbe's meal is Del Raisa L'Kuli Alma, why does the Gemara in Lamed Vav Mid Aleph say that Tchumen is a Davar She'ein Ikro Min HaTorah? The Gemara says we can make it on Safek Tchumen because Ein Ikro Min HaTorah, whereas by Safek Tumah or Machmir because Ikro Min HaTorah. What do you mean? Ikro Min HaTorah in Yudbe's meal. Okay. So the Ravi here suggests, in the third line on page 9, he asks, V'isok adaitin taitach de Tchumen de Shneimas ar meal d'araisa, imkein yeshlo Ikro Min HaTorah, umay shani lei, v'yeshlomar, kivan she'enam ksuvim b'feirish b'Torah kemot Tumah, Ein lo ikar min haTorah karinan lei. Right, since the lav is not behedji on the Torah, so it's considered ein lo ikar min haTorah. So right, it's not about whether or not it has shame iser midaraisa. Ikar min haTorah is totally on whether it's mefurish in the psukim. Okay. Noda Yehuda we already saw that he says lafi this there's no malchus on the iser of tchumen. On page 10, the Tchumas Hadeshen quotes this chiddush of the Ravya. It's also quoted in the Mordechai in our Gemara. And the Tchumas Hadeshen has a big chiddush based off it being based off Ein Ikro Min HaTorah. It's not just in terms of the derivation from the Pesukim, but even Ledina, he says, Mefarish ben Mordechai, this is the underlying part of the Tchumas Hadeshen, Simen Pei Gimel, the Afal Gav, the Tchumen Nami Yishlam Ikro Min HaTorah de Yudbez, Milam Mikamakam Ein Mefurish BaTorah, V'lekach Makilim Bu Tvei Mi BaTumah, U'mehai Taima Yishlomar, did davka be iser mechuber v'tzeidu hechmiru chachamim le'esar imaso nachri b'shvil Yisrael. The only time we're going to be machmir when we have meleches akum l'tzarach Yisrael is when the akum violates an iser that's mefurish b'Torah. The iser mefurish b'Torah b'chol melacha le'yaseba. Aval be iser tchumin afidu de yudbeiz milin hoel be'ena mefurashim b'Torah le'echmiru. So the Tchumas Hadeshen is an afkamina ledina that you can be mekel on meleches akum l'tzarach Yisrael since it's not mefurish b'Torah. Right, so this seems to imply that we're dealing with like a substantively weaker shame lav. Okay. Another thing you could explain with this yesod from the Ravya is Tosin Ervin Membalvim Aleph has the notion that even if you hold Tchumen d'Oraisa, we're still going to pask in Halacha Kedivra Mekel b'Ervin. Right, so that could be because even if you're dealing with a d'Oraisa lav, you're dealing with something that's Einu Mefurish b'Torah, which is weaker. Yeah.
I guess that just
we do find that, and according to many Rishonim, Huj Bav Yomein, Chatzishir, even Daraisa says that if it's not a Furish Bakha, that Daraisa Dinim are affected by that, even though they don't are categories of Daraisa.
Right.
Sometimes you find in Safek, some Farshim say that, Sfek Daraisa, Sfek Darabana, Mino, Kumul Koma, it's numerous.
Okay, good. So these are some nafkamina to saying that Tchumen could be derived. Why have Tchumen? Like, why is this treated more kal than? Right. Like that Ramban, that a suffix, once you're besuffig or whatever, then you're.
Why? I think that is a good example.
For Erevin. Why?
And because it depends on the nature of the Yisur Tchumen, I guess if it's something that I think that if the Yisur Tchumen itself, even if it's a Raiso, it's not a Maisa Deira, it's not a Malacha, but it's more of a, you know, a Chalos type
effect type of Iser. So part of that is the impression that it gives, and you don't have it besafik.
It's like once you're besafik about your tchum, then it's like you don't have
Explicitly violated it, or you haven't violated it in a nikar way. It's the nikar difference between where you were in the beginning at some point in Shabbos and how far you are or how far you're out of that domain. That's part of the, again, part of what makes it not a, not like a lav shesh ba maaser, or a chilul, to use the language of the Rambam, or malacha kind of a thing. I think that affects here. And the fact that it's not mefurash bakra, that isn't just a technicality, but that's, meaning there are many things that are mefurash bakra and Shabbos. How come this one, if it's daraisa, isn't? The answer is because it's to show you that it's a totally different,
qualitatively different from the malachos or the asin.
Right.
I'm going to touch on it a little bit, and not be Meisharin, but maybe by Kefin.
Okay. I think that's a big, that helps.
Okay.
Or get a Tumid, those kind of things.
Yeah. Right. So the Noda Behuda here was saying that you don't have Malkus according to the Yushalmi because of this idea of the Hagos Ashri and the Ravia, that it's in a Mefurish Bakra. That's why there's no Malkus, because it's not a Lav. The Yushalmi, okay, seems to hold, and the Bavli had suggested this, that you wouldn't have Malkus even if it is Mefurish Bakra. Okay, the Bavli had suggested that Ein Lokin Alav Sheba'al, and the Gemara immediately said, what do you mean, Al Tifna Lolos Layidonim? And the Gemara seemed to have been Dochet. The Gemara said, no, the only Havamina was because of Lav Shnitan Lazharas Misas Bezdin. The Yushalmi here, in Ervin Gimel Dalet, which is the same Yushalmi, it's the Makar for Yibbe's meal, the Yushalmi here says, and the girsa is a little meshubish, but Achornim will fix the girsa. The Yushalmi here says that you shouldn't get malchus on tchumen. Okay. The Gemara says, the Yushalmi says, "V'eiruv dvar Torah, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kumi Rabbi Chia Ruba b'shem Rabbi Shimon ber Rabbi Yosi ben Lakunya Logan al tchumei Shabbos dvar Torah." So Amar le Rabbi Chia Rove. Hello, ain b'Shabbos eloskila v'kares. Hey, what do you mean? Where do you have a lav on Shabbos to get malchus? So then the girsa here should be v'haksiv shvu ish tachta val yetsa ish mimkomo. Right, you have a lav. Right, it's kind of what the Bavli says libe d'Rabbi Akiva. Right, so the Yishami says no. Amarle maksiv lo alksiv. It says al yetsa ish mimkomo. It doesn't say lo. Right, which seems to be a justification why you shouldn't get malchus because b'lashon al like the Bavli. Then the Yishami is doch and it says, what do you mean? Al tochlo mimenu na. Which has Malkus. But then the Yushalmi concludes, Am Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Bun, Afa pichin ze omed b'shmuaso v'ze omed b'shmuaso. No, even though you brought me the raya from Al Tochel Imenu Na, right? Each one is omed b'shmuaso, that you won't be loka and lav sheba'al when it comes to Erev Tchumen. So here you could say it's Mefurish b'Torah, but since it's only Mefurish b'Lashon Al, you're not going to have Malkus. And some of the Achronim suggest that maybe an Al, Lashon Al is only a Lashon Bakasha. Or at least in some context, Meshech Chachma has this idea here on the Rambam and Perek Chav Zayin Halacha. Okay, so you could hold as Mefurish Bakra, but still it's going to be a weaker Shem Isser.
I would just add to what I'm saying before that that's a difference between the low and the al, also.
I mean, more than just being begeder lav or
right. Even if it is a lav, it's a different kind of a lav because it's more of a lav.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm suggesting. That seems to be what Yushalmi has in mind and what the Meshech Chachma here is saying as well.
There's an explanation about how you would answer for
what?
Is there,
the Yushalmi doesn't suggest even, right? The Meshech Chachma tries to explain that maybe it depends when the Al, there's a lemur in the Pasuk, or, you know, his context is what
it
is. Oh, that's going to determine the Lasha.
Let's assume in both.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, Yushalmi here is even like more probably than Lamaskana. Someone's going to hold that Al is not going to have Malkus. Just one final makar on maybe on this the weakness of this Isser. The Ramban in Shabbos Samech Tes Samech Beis is the top of page 12. The Gemara in Shabbos and Samech Tes is asking about a Holech Bamidbar who is Shocheach. Which day is Shabbos? So the Gemara said, what's Nikar day that it's Shabbos? B'kedusha v'avdalta. And the Rishonim asked, what about Tchum? Is he Mitzvah on Tchum? So the Ramban here on the top of page 12 says, "Vafilu lemanda amar tchumin d'oraisa." Even according to manda amar tchumin d'oraisa, he's not mitzvah on tchum. Kiven de iser asehu, they know iser skila lo echmiru. So the Ramban here seems to be characterizing, even lemanda amar tchum d'oraisa, he's characterizing it as an iser asay, not as as a law. Okay, so. It could be that even if you're learning it from Al Yetze Ishmim Koma, the Ramban's, but it's not good. Maybe this is the Ramban Lashitaso, that if you're learning it out from, you could learn out a separate makar from Ir Miklat or from Ari Halvim, and then you don't have Lashon of a Lav there at all. Right, it could be that's the Ramban here. Because Lashitaso, even though it doesn't tell you that it's Lashitaso. But the characterization of Tchumen as Nisra Asay is very salient. Okay? So Ad Kan for the status of Tchumen as a Lav. We saw the Ravya that it's not Mefurish Bakra, that's why it's Ein Ikra Min HaTorah, that's why the Gemara wants to be Megil in cases of Safek. The Nafkamina of the Chumash HaDesha and Le'inyan, Le'inyan Goy, the Nod Yehuda Le'inyan Malkus, and the Yushalmi that Belashan Al you're not getting Malkus, then the Ramban that it's Begeder Isser Aseh. So here I want to move to another closely related aspect of the Mitzvah of Tchumin, and that is not to ask how Chamor or how Kal V'lav or the Isser is, but to ask, is it nichlal in losasa kol malacha of mitzvah Shabbos? Right, so not iser tchumen on its own, but what's the relationship between the iser of tchumen and losasa kol malacha? So here's one a few diukim in the achronim. The Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah chaf dalid just says explicitly that there's no way that it could be nichlal in losasa kol malacha. Here he says, top of page 12. V'hinei lav zeh nimna lav bifnei atmo ve'eino b'chlal lav de losasa kol melacha dehalav de melacha hu rak otzon avos melacha shenimna b'mishna shai b'mishkan v'alav de melacha b'mezer hu skila v'karis v'shogei chatas v'vor b'shabes v'halav zeh l'shitas ram v'chaveirav hu gzeres hakasav de'eino melacha rak lav bifnei atmo. Okay, so it's very clear that it's not going to be together the iser of losasa kol melacha. Then he has a... Well, yeah, it seems like even Al Dibidabi Akiva. Right. Seems like even Al Dibidabi Akiva.
Even though it's
Yes. Okay. Then the Menchas Chinuch has two deyos, whether you'll say it's Nichal and Yaseh of Tishbos. Okay, he thinks that's Tali on Machlokas the Rashba and his Rebbe in Yevamos Daf Vav, whether you say that Mechamer is Beged of the Yaseh, whether the Yaseh of Shabbos is only on the Avos Malachos. As he says, as I mentioned, Kam Bapamin Bechiburi. Right, it's a Menchas Chinuch favorite.
Is that possibly what the Ramban is referring to?
What?
Is that possibly what the Ramban is referring to?
That is Isra Asay of Tishbos?
Meaning what Asay is your friend? Even if you think that the Mukher comes from Ari Alvim.
Maybe the Asay of Ari Alvim is Koveh Hashem Tchum and.
It's on the Shvisa because you're coming out of that area.
Right, but still, what's the Isra, right? What do we. What do we tofes you on?
No,
because
it's supposed to be Shabbat.
What?
Right. That's what
you
say.
Yeah. Right. It's a tziruf of that same Shabbos with the shame tchum of Miklat.
I mean, we know that Ramban is very expensive with the
same Shabbos
in general.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, you don't want to use that too much. Although, yeah. You want to say that in general, yeah. You don't want to get too, because then you dilute the whole thing.
And Aser is the Shabbos app and Isser Tchumen.
Does he want to do more than the Drabban on
Aser? Okay, so a potential nafgamina, okay, and this is the Minchas Chinuch recognized very quickly, is do you say there's an Isser Tchumen d'oraisa on Yom Tov? Okay, so here, let's run through this very quickly. Rav Daniel Abavli, and this we quoted in Shir when we learned Masechta Shabbos, Rav Daniel Abavli in Shit Ma'aseh Nisim Yedbeis asked Rav Ram ben Arambam, he says, Sheila, Kasha Liyim Kain, according to the Rambam, that there's an Isser D'oraisa of Tchumen, shouldn't the Rambam also have to paskin a separate lav of Tchumen for Yom Tov and for Yom Kippur? And the Rambam himself says in Mishnah Torah, so why does the Rambam only count a mitzvah of Tchumen for Shabbos and not for Yom Tov as well? The Rambam immediately writes back, says Hatshuva Timia, says the Kasha is a bad Kasha. Timia ki kanes b'moach bal seichel ki iser tchumen b'yom tov v'yom ha-kipur min ha-torah. He's like, I don't understand the havamina that the on Yom Tov it could be d'oraisa. And he says, "Imheyos loshon akasav anil menu esr tchumin, who al yetsi ish mimkomo b'yom hashvi." Okay, so Rav Avram thinks that since the pasuk is only by Shabbos, avada the isr derais of tchumin is limited to Shabbos. And he says, "No baal seichel or baal moach could suggest such a thing." But the Achronim already point out that Rashi in Chagiga and Daf Yud Zayin in the base explicitly endorses tchumin deraisa on Yom Tov. Right? The makar of fanisa baboker v'alachta lo'alecha, Rashi says, is referring to the isser tchumin on Yom Tov. That's how you know it. It has to be referring to Chol HaMoed, not to v'alachta lo'alecha on Yom Tov.
Is he implying the Rambam did it also?
What?
The Shaila, is he implying the Rambam?
Yeah, because Rambam says kashem she'asr lotei tchus l'tchum on Shabbos kach b'Yom Tov. Neil took that to be a deraisa kashem.
So what does he mean?
Then he goes on to say that.
And Rav Ram says, everybody knows that every kashem is like lav dafka. That's what he says here. He says, the kashem lo yischayev imenu lahashvos madregas ha'iser v'heskem b'fanosav. It doesn't mean that you equate all
that. Doesn't say that they're all whatever, but it doesn't have to be the other way.
Right.
Maybe we can infer from that, but it usually is. Let me ask you, there might be another issue, and that's even if Daniel Babli wasn't just asking that it should be the
Geder Mo- okay.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. But wasn't he also saying that it should be, that you should count it separately in each?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Meaning, he couldn't conceive of the possibility that, what?
Yeah.
You're smiling, I don't want to get.
I'm saying, should I say what I heard in Shira 3 years ago to explain
I'm just raising it for the sake of the tzipor. That's an additional point.
I mean, that merely you'll say it's derisive, that doesn't entail that it should be a separate...
It's separate in minute of its each time.
Right.
But you might at least learn from Shabbos that, that this is like an extended minute malacha. Unless it's his way of saying that the Rambam doesn't hold that. I mean, that the Rambam is Yud-Beis Mil Tumin. I'm sorry, that the Rambam's Tumin is never part of Los Asamalacha or Lak Sabon.
I mean, for Yom Tov.
Right. No, I'm saying either you could say it certainly wouldn't be for Yom Tov, which is what I was saying 3 years ago. But I'm just saying, even in terms of the question that you're raising right now, you're in the middle of the section now, is it a Malacha, right?
Right.
So I'm saying maybe.
Right now we just have Machlokas Rishonim. Right, Rashi at least against Rav Ram ben Rambam.
Whether it applies to Yom Tov.
Whether there's Isser Derais of Tchumen Yom Tov.
Right. That's I'm just saying. So in addition, forget about what I said 3 years ago. But in addition to everything else,
even if it's Derais and Yom Tov, should it be a separate mitzvah?
Right. So I'm saying the case would seem to be that you could say, that's part of the qualitative discrepancy between Shabbos and Yom Tov, then it's Malacha. That's from 3 years ago. But what I'm saying now is, in terms of the more you think that this that Tchum ends up being, or some version of Tchum ends up being a din and Malacha, the more you can make the case that you don't need to repeat that in each application.
Right.
Whereas
Nichlal already in.
Right. Now, do you see from Shabbos that's already Nichlal, or maybe right? But the more you think of it as a separate Oser or a separate Iser or whatever, then just like if you think it does apply, then you have to count it separately each time.
Right. That could be. It's hard to know, especially since there's so many chluksim between Rav Daniel and the Rambam about how to count mitzvos.
Right.
It's hard to impose his... So what we have as far as machlokas is shown in whether or not there's tchum deraisa on Yom Tov. One way of explaining machlokas is to say, like Tosfos seems to suggest in Pesachim and Daf Hei, Tosfos there suggests, that anything that's just begeder lav doesn't get exported from Shabbos to Yom Tov. It's a havar lolav yatzas is demyuchad in Shabbos. Or anything that's begeda lo sasa kom malacha will be exported to Shabbos. Right, so if you take that approach, then you could say, so the machlokas is gufa whether tchumen is begeda lo sasa kom malacha. The Minchas Chinuch, once he quotes Shitas Rashi that tchumen is deraisa on Yom Tov, immediately says, akorchach, according to Rashi, it's begeda lo sasa kom malacha. Look here on the bottom of page 13. This is after he quotes the Rishonim who say this Rashi in Chagiga. The underlying section of Minchas Chinuch. Aval midivreim nira gamkein im hayu tchumen asurim min haTorah b'Shabbos. So first is af de einam bechlal melachos rak labif neatzmo mikamakam hayu asur b'yom tov. Is according to Tosos. Sorry. Skip now to the next underlying section, the bottom of page 13. Im kein mivur dehem sovrim De af isure lavin de Shabbos gam kein hem bechlal melacha ve aser beyom tov mehalav de lo sasa kol melacha. Right, so the Mechatzchina thinks according to the Rishonim who export the Isser Tchumen and Mechaber from Shabbos to Yom Tov, then it has to be Begeder Isser Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, because that's the only way you could aser it on Yom Tov. Okay, and again, he writes according to Rashi in the bottom of, on the top of page 14. Uvetur Yevan Chagiga Tamal Rashi Minolan Isser Tchumen B'Yom Tov. Hakol Panim Midivir Rashi V'Tosas Muchach De'af Yisuri Lavin De'Shabbos Asurim B'Yom Tov Mehalav De'Chol Melachas Avodah. Okay, so at least with respect to Yom Tov, you could say it has a shem melacha. A nafgamina of whether it's aser b'toras melacha on Yom Tov. Okay, it's pointed out by the Kovet Shurim in Psachim and Siman Yud Gimel. And here, B'chanan says, as a davar pashat, that tchumen is not begeder lo sasa kol melacha. And he writes in the middle of page 13, he says, the tchumen eino iser melacha, v'mehachi taima lo hutcher b'yom tov ne ochal nefesh. Everything we were saying, maybe the Chassam Sofer also has this suggestion, that if the Isser is Begeder Melacha, then you have a Heter Ochel Nefesh. But since Tchumen is not Begeder Melacha, so you're not going to have the Heter of Ochel Nefesh either. Okay, so he takes his Dever Pashat. Well, and Rav Chanan even says that L'man Da'amar Tchumen Da'araisa, L'man Da'amar, sorry, Mukta Da'araisa, then it'll be Begeder Melacha. Right, but Tchumen Da'araisa isn't Begeder Melacha at all. So maybe you're not going to have a Heter of So even though the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say that according to Rashi, it could be begedel l'sasa kol melacha, Rav Chanan assumes that there's no way. Okay. So this is all with respect to melacha. On page 14, we have a comment of the Amudei Or. He's trying to be miyashev another one of the kushes of the Ramban. The Ramban had asked, if you hold that Tchumen is the Raisa according to Chacham of Yud Beis Mil, why did the Gemara in Misha Hichshech and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, why did they have to say that the only lav on Shabbos that's not Biskila, why did they have to say that it's Tchumen al-Libet Rebbe Akiva? Right, so the Amud Deor here has a very lumdish suggestion. You can see in the photocopied source. And he says, as Zara Pashut, that that it would be Begeder Melacha, I believe. So he says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Misha Hichshech Zadon Shabbos, and he's going through the Kushis of the Ramban. Okay. So here he just says, a very strong language. The point is that you could have said, we saw, yeah.
Oh, but it's even halak between Yud Beis.
Yeah, correct. Right.
What? Yeah, the same with Tov Kmasha Kasa. He's the halak between the what we were saying before, that maybe.
Yeah, but look at the beginning of Simon Vav, even, where just, what I want to be medayik is that we saw this Rambam Perisha Mishnayis already, right? That you need something to even get their malacha to call it Chilo Shabbos. Yeah. Right? It's not sufficient that it's the Raisa. So here he wants to say that Tchumen will be Begeder Malacha according to Rabbi Akiva. Right? Dafka according to Rabbi Akiva. So you can see, it says, "Be'ofen shalav yadenu, tilu Rabbi Akiva, ha'isam miniyasa milahavi mikolach tchumin gam kein nichlal, bichlal hakruz al yasu od melacha." According to Rabbi Akiva, it's begeder yasu melacha. Ulfi zem yusheves hashmo yafe. Daminu Rabbi Akiva havezadon Shabbos yad leil tchumin. Dilidei kachin ikran shel devarim, devadai iser tchumin kaluluhu belamites melachos. Very strong language. Not just that; it's like a strong. The Nodeb Yehuda has the same diak. The Nodeb Yehuda says, no, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Begeder Lav. According to the Yushalmi, it's only Begeder Kabbalah, even though it's Daraisa. So maybe Linyan Chil Shabbos, you have to at least have Malkus. And according to the Rabbanon, you wouldn't have Malkus. And according to Yubay's Mil, you wouldn't have Malkus. The Amud Deor is going much further. He's saying, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Nichal and Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, Elo Delo Mechaiva Zeh Kari Sumisa. Whereas according to the Yubay's Mil Tzad, it's not Begeder Melacha at all. So Gufa, the Shaila, whether it's Nichla and Lamitas Malachos, is telling Rabbi Akiva versus the Chacham. What?
Is he saying specifically Hotzah?
But here he's not saying Hotzah. But he's saying at least that it would have a shame. He says it's Nichla and Lamitas Malachos. I think that's the strongest washing of anybody. Mainly you want to say...
Anybody short of saying Hotzah.
Yeah. Diamond.
I think I don't have the... I think the main... Mishnah Mishachim, the Avayas El Chutzot Chom in the Akrabas Av Sifa, is the Chum of the Malacha.
Yeah, it's the Shem Malacha.
The question is what that will mean. The Chum Malacha, the actual law of the thing of Shad is fixing that. So then, and then Rashi, going with what he does here, I think Rashi consistently, three or four places, Rashi makes sense with Rashi and Yomtev. Rashi also uses the term Tchum of being Malacha.
I mean, do you think Rashi refers to Tchum as like having a shame?
He uses, again, it's hard to know how much to put on it, but he'll say Malacha. One of the Malachas he will have was Lo Zotah. The other one is Tchum, and it sounds like for him there's not a significant, both the term Malacha can be applied to Tchum, and then also that, you know, that he's not interested in distinguishing.
Right. Okay, but look at this next Rashi, because I think I stumbled across this Rashi by accident. It's when the Gemara distinguishes between Tumah Deraisa and Tchumah Deraisa, and the Gemara said, what do you mean Shabbos is also Deraisa? And the Gemara ended up saying Ein Ikra Min HaTorah, etc. So here's Rashi says on top of page 15, Umishani Kasev Rabbi Yossi Tchumah Drabanan. Okay, second Rashi on page 15 is Rashi Lam Vav Med Aleph. Umishum Delo Laisu Lezalzule Bishar Svegos Demalecha Shabbos Lekal Amigzar Delo Damu Melachos LeTchumah. So but maybe this is only within the Tzad Tchumah Drabanan. If you hold Tchumah Drabanan, then Tchumah is not Doma et Melachos. But if you hold Tchumah Deraisa, then it's Doma. So yeah, but I thought the Lashon of Rashi is very powerful, that Tchumah is not Doma Melachos. Contrast that with the Amud Eor, who says that it's Nichal in the Lamed Tes. Right? Very very sharp contrast.
So the Amud Eor is not even Tchumah Deraisa, it's only Rabbi Kiva. Only Rabbi Kiva is
Tchumah Deraisa. Well, this Gemara in Lamed Vav is not a... I guess Rashi says Uchur B'Akiva. Here Rashi says Uchur B'Akiva. Right. In the Gemara, it's not clear that it's
Rashi
it's just B'Akiva. Right, but Rashi is. So maybe according to him, Dafka will be Malachadik.
Yes.
That'd be a good suggestion.
Which would consist.
Yeah. Right. Now, part of this discussion, you know, is the Menchas Chinuch was lumping together the Lav of Mechamer, you know, the Lav of Tchumin, and Havar Alman Damar Lav Yatzas. The Menachas Chinuch has a day that maybe Havar Lav Yatzas is a separate diyun because it's like a malacha, but it's formally not a malacha. Right? The Torah is motzi miged a malacha. But is there any way of proving or showing that maybe Tchumen is like the exception of the other two? So the only sniff that I found to that idea is from the Prima Gadim here in Or HaChaim. The Menachas Chinuch quotes the Prima Gadim, just
exception
not
exception meaning that it's more malacha.
That it's treated more. Yeah.
Well, again, so, it's from the Gemara itself.
Yeah, of course, in the Gemara. Right, I'm saying
that
it chooses Tchum and Alibit Rekiva as the paradigm.
As Shabbos.
Yeah. Well, here he's actually saying, here the Prima Gadim is saying Tchum and even Yud Beis Mil, which is interesting.
Really?
So the Prima Gadim is dining on whether Mumar Lachal Shabbos is Mumar Lachal Tarakula. He wants to know about a Mumar on the Lavin. He says maybe a Mumar Lilav Shvisas Behema and a Mumar Lilav de Mechamer is not a Mumar Lachal Tarakula. But for Tchumin, even Yud Beis Mil, that would be a Mumar L'chal HaTorah Kula. And his distinction seems to turn on how much of a Maisa it is. You want to say that maybe Shvisas Behema and Mechamer are Ein Nikra, the Ein Zan Nikra Chilul, the Chilul Mashma B'Maisa. V'zeh Ein Olos HaKlum B'Shvisas Behemto. Whereas Tchumin, Yud Beis Mil, have a B'chlal Mechal O Shabbos, Mumar L'chal HaTorah Kula. So his distinction seems to be in terms of the Maisa, maybe there's also a distinction in terms of its association with Melachos. That would be a different way of cutting it. As point out, Derech Agav, that the Rishonim in Sanhedrin, when the Gemara says what's a lav that's not be onesh misa, so the Rishonim there have two lishonos. They say either only melachos have isra skila, that's like the Rambam we saw in Perashat Mishnayos and the Lashon of the Yadamader. The Piskei Rit says only melachos chashuvos have onesh skila. So it could be that maybe the Maskanas like Gemara that Tchumen is the exception. Maybe it's Begeder Malacha, it's just not Begeder Malachas Chashuvos. That was a sharp lashon of the Piskei Arid on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And then the last part of this section, in terms of the association of Tchumen with Isser Shabbos, is what about the Asay? So the Menachas Chinuch, we already said, had 2 days, whether it's Nechan the Asay of Shabbos. And he says those 2 days also are going to determine whether a Goy who violates Tchumin is begeder Goy Shashavas or no. He thinks that Goy Shashavas has to be begeder, has to violate the Asay. So he says that's totally on this machlokas in the Rashba and his Rebbe.
In Yivamas.
In Yivamas. Okay, so from here I want to move to another closely related discussion. Okay, so we started off with the Makoros of Tchumin. From there we moved to Shitas Rishonim. From there we moved to being Magdir the Chumras Halav. Then we moved to whether it's Begeder Lo Sasa Kol Melacha. And now I want to kind of zoom in on maybe on what is the relationship between Tchumin and specifically the Melacha of Hotzah. Right, you might say that it slips into Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, which is what we were alluding to before, through the Isser of Hotzah. Okay? Even though it seems like it could be a totally independent question. Maybe it could be Nichlal and Hotzah, but not be Begeder Melachas Hotzah. Like maybe Hotzah itself has two dinim, one's Begeder Melacha and one's Begeder Lav. Right? So you might even say that it's a subsidiary of Hotzah, but it's not still considered Melacha Shabbos.
Because when you connect, especially if you hold like the Valitosis and those, that you can have one pasuk that is both. I think the question you have to ask is whether the Tchumin is reveals something about, you know,
Hotzah.
About the Garua of Hotzah, or whether they, you know, or Hotzah upgrades the Tchumin.
Right. Especially we have two pesukim for Hotzah, right? So it could be that even in Hotzah there are different dinim.
Which we're showing.
Right. So here I just want to point out that already in our sugya on Yudzayin Amabes, the Gemara had said that maybe Al Yetzeh is a lavshin on Asaras Misas Bezdin, because Hotzah is also Nichlal in the pasuk of Tchumin, and the Gemara backtracked and said Miksev Al Yotzi Al Yetzeh Iksev. Right, in the Maskana, we seem to have machlokas here in the Rishonim. Rashi seems to say the Maskana of Inkan Lashon Hotzah Masli Klal. The pasuk is exclusively referring to Tchumin. Tosa says that's inconceivable because the Gemara in Shabbos in a few places learns Hotzah from Al Yetzeh Yishmim Komo. So at best, we're saying the Iker Pasuk is referring to Tchumin, but there's also a dimension of the Pasuk which is referring to Hotzah. Right, so according to Tosos, there's a lot of room to say that the Gemara itself is saying these two Isurim are related very closely. Let's point out there Al-Bag in his Perish Al-Torah in Al Yetzeh Yishmim Komo, he says, oh, the Gemara in Erevin calls it a Lav Shebechlalos. It's not really true. The Gemara in Erevin calls it a lav shenitan latzaras misas bezdin. Right, but the way he took that is to be like a lav shebechlalo. So it's like one lav that includes both Hotzah and Tchumen. Right? Could be those two concepts are related anyway. Lav shenitan latzaras misas bezdin and lav shebechlalos. But it's just interesting that he is like the Rabag. I don't know. So it could be that lemaskana here we have, according to Tosos, they're closely related. According to Rashi, lav dafka. This will work well with that Rashi on Lamed Vav, that you wouldn't confuse Tchumen with Malacha, maybe, because that's hard to say. Tosfos bein Peretz, however, in Erevin Yizayin Amabes, learns the Shaka Vitaria like Tosfos, that Limaskana, they're both learned out from the Pasuk, but he says, still, hermeneutically, it doesn't teach you anything. Because look at his Lashon here. This is the third source on page 16, Tosfos bein Peretz. Miksev al Yotzi al Yetzeh Ksev, Pirish, Hadin Afkina Tchumen, Hainu Mimashmaos al Yetzeh, meaning the way the Tosafot and Peretz wants to learn the Maskana of the Gemara is that even though they learned that from the same Pasuk, since the Mashmos are different, it's as if you have two separate Pasukim for... So even within Tosos, it's not clear that you will say that the Maskana of it's like the Ralbag, that it's a Lav Shebechlalos. It suggests it's a Lav Shebechlalos. Maybe it's really, even though it's from the same makar, it's ke krachrina dami. Okay, the Targum Yonasan, which Jason.
The smog goes the other way. Right.
I mean, which one's the Iker and Tafel and the? Yeah, we're gonna get to the smog in a minute. Okay. The Targum Yonasan, just on his parish on the pasuk, so he has Hotzah and Tchumen both coming out of the pasuk of Ayetze Yishmim Kamo, which is a very sharp lashon. He says, Shron Gvar Ba'asrei Velas Etaltalun Midam Mirsusha Lershusa Bar Me Arba Garmide Velo Yipuk Enosh Me Asrei Letaila Lebar Mitrain Alpin Garmidi B'Yomashvia. So he's learning Alpayim Amma, but he's also learning it from the same Pasuk as seeming like the Maskana of the Gemara has Al Yetzeh and Al Yotzeh are both learned down from the Pasuk. Jason told me that Michal Feinstein in his Perish Al Torah has a whole Dian on this Targum Yonasan to show the two things are connected. But I don't think we had it here in the Reis Medrash. I didn't get a chance to look at it. Another makar that speaks to the connection between Hotzah and Tchumen is the Gemara in Shabbos Pei Zayin Beis, which we encountered in the Ramban earlier. The Gemara said that it's machlokas whether in Shabbos Mara, whether or not Tchumen was Bichlal the Isser Shabbos. Mar Savar, a Shabbos Ifkid, a Tchumen lo Ifkid. Mar Savar, a Tchumen nami Ifkid. Okay, so 2 days in the Gemara. Tosus in Shabbos on Pezayan Mebeis asks, what do you mean? This would only work Aliba Rabbi Akiva, Tchumen's Daraisa. Right, how could you have a Mando Amar that, it seems from the Gemara that Kuli Amma Tchumen's Daraisa. Right, but we know it's only Aliba Rabbi Akiva. So what do you do? So Tosus says, no, the Gemara didn't mean Tchumen. What do you mean? De lav dafka naka Tchumen, ala kolomar hotza. Right, so the Gemara spoke about hotza b'lashon Tchumen. Right? Which doesn't tell you, I guess that in terms of the lav they're connected, but akadikachet the Gemara could speak about one and really be referring to the other iser. I really wanted to say something. Okay.
That's what
the Nitzit. Okay. The Ramban says, how could you switch the have the Nitzit here? The Nitzit is not happy with Tosfos, and he says we quoted in Shir a few years ago. He says v'tamua be'enai minayin lo lomar dlo ifkud al hutza v'yatza michlal kol melechet Shabbos. Right, how could Tosa say that Shabbos is that Hotza is not begetting Malacha Shabbos? Divishlema Tchumin Mamish Eina Bichlal Malacha. This takes a stand of what we saw earlier, right? Amudayar wouldn't be so happy with this. Af Rabbi Akiva. Right, you really wouldn't be happy with this. Aval al Hotza Kasha. Vegam Docha Kapasuk al Yetze Vegomer. Lakach Nira de Pligi Betiltu Dal Ramos Brishus Arabim. That's his suggestion, right? So maybe that mitigates the Chiddush of Tosos. Right? The Gemara is confusing Tchumen with Dal Ramos, which maybe are more related than Tchumen with Yitzia Mirshas Lushas. The Ramban is bothered by a different question on the Gemara. Not, what do you do about Tchumen Aliba Rabbi Akiva? And here the Gemara assumes that Kuli Amos Daraisa. But the Ramban here wants to know, if there was no Isser Tchumen, still, how did Bnei Yisrael carry all their stuff when they were traveling on Shabbos? Shem Nisr Hotza. So here he says, V'yesh Omrim, T'tchumin d'hacha, Hainu Hotza as Dalet Amos B'rishus Arabim, V'rishuyos, T'yachid V'rab, V'rishuyos T'yachid V'rabim, T'chumin Mikri. Right, you could even refer, this is a beferish against the Nitziv, because here you could refer to Rishuyos T'yachid V'rabim, even B'lashon T'chumin. Okay, so a very clear formulation of the Ramban, that the Lashon T'chumin is nofel even on Hotza Mirshas Loshas. Some of the Balei Tosfos al Torah.
Does he mean Dafka Dalet Amos?
Ramban? No, he says. V'yesh Omer T'chumin D'Hacha Hainu Hotza D'Arba Amos Mirshas Arabim V'Rishiyos D'Yachet V'Rabim T'chumin Mikri. Hotza D'Arba Amos Mirshas Arabim V'Rishiyos D'Yachet V'Rabim T'chumin Mikri. Right, all three are considered Tchumen.
Yeah. Right.
That's what it sounds like. Which would be against the Nitziv's. So far, the Ramban and Balei Tosfos are just being medayik in terms of the Lashon. The Lashon, the Gemara of Tchumen, could be Nofel on Hotza. The Balei Tosfos Torah on top of page 17, there's a Paneach Raza, he's Talmud of Shmuel Mifalez, who has that long piyud in the Or Zeruah for Shabbos HaGadol. So here he writes, Al Yetze Ishmim Komo, and he says, V'kashet mihaikra darshinan iser hotza b'shabbos, dekrina b'al yotzi v'imkein, echotziu kaleyem, v'tesva b'ir, shahaya Shabbos, etc. V'af l'man damar hasam ha'tchumim lo ifgud, v'shabir halcha b'shabbos, mikam lachem ha'arei ha'otza ifgud mihaikra. Okay, v'yesh lomar, d'lahai man damar kimo da'tchumim lo ifgud, kach ha'otza lo ifgud, v'kra da'al yetze al yotzi l'achar matan tar nemar. And so here he's saying that not that the Lashon and the Gemara of Tchumen is Nofel on Hotza, but that once you get rid of the Tchumen, Mistama, you're also getting rid of the Isser Hotza. And it's not a semantic point, it's a conceptual point. That once the Gemara is saying that one Isser is Nidche, the other Isser is Nidche as well. Like, Kimo da Tchumen lo ifkud, kacha Hotza lo ifkud. Whereas that's the Ramban and the Tosfos are trying to say Fakir. They're trying to say, even according to Man Damar, there's no such thing as Tchumen. This Gemara makes sense because it's referring exclusively to Hotza. In terms of Monei HaMitzvos, okay, we at least have the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, this we mentioned in Shabbos also, in Mitzvah Resh Pei Beis. The Smak here just says, in the Mitzvah of Lamatas Melachos, Shelo Lohotzi, this is on page 17, Shelo Lohotzi Mershus HaYachid Lohshus HaRabim Nechsil HaYetze Yishmim Komo, Uvichlal Zeh Tchumin V'Aliba Dabi Akiva. Okay, so B'chlal, the Yisr of Hotza is the Yisr of Tchumin. And his... Why a libido? Because why a dafka libido of Akiva? Right. And then in this general spirit, there's also, you could point a lot of the dinim of Hotza that seem to be related to the dinim of Tchumin, which is a whole sugya b'fnei atzma. Like for Lamashal, the Rambam says, the Rambam seems to have this impression, quoted by the Meiri here, that you could only violate Tchumin if you're walking inside a Rishus Arabim outside of the ear. Right? So you're importing the Shem Rishus. So you can see the Meiri, bottom 17. V'chein das gedolei mechabrim, ela shebetshuva she'ela kasvu she'af shnei matzar mil, ena min ator, ela b'mahalach b'rishus Arabim, k'machane Yisrov, v'zeh tema, she'kol she'yitze mechutz l'tchum mali, im yata derech shesarab, derech kamas, or rishus sayachid, kol she'yatza chutz mei ibura shel yir. But Dharma and Tshuva actually has this view that you have to violate Tchumin derech rishus Arabim. But we also know Din Dal Ramos, Ramam quotes the same makar of Shvulish Tachta for Tchumin and for Otza. And so there are V'chahina Rabos. L'mal Miyud, you could point to. But we definitely find in terms of the substance of the Dinam as well a lot of parallels. Now we could want to move to a final area of discussion in the Isser of Tchumin. Okay, and this is more getting into the nature of the Isser. Right? So we have, I think, a tension in all the previous discussions. How chomer is the lav? How much is it nichlal within losasa kamalacha? And how much of a part of the Isser of Hotza can we say that it is? Okay. But what can we say about the geder of the Isser of Tchumin in terms of what is it that you have to do to violate the Isser? And Mistama, this will take a stance on some of the early questions, whether it's a form of malacha or not. So here's just a diuk in two of the Moni HaMitzvos, just to show that they have different conceptions of what the mitzvah is. Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Chaf Dalet just writes, Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zu, Shenizkar V'Nedah She'olam Mechudish V'lo Kadmon, K'mo She'kasa B'Ferish B'Mitzvah Shabbos, K'Sheish Es Yom V'Chulei, Al-Kain Lizkar Hadavar Roi Lanu, She'nanuach B'Makom Echad. Okay, so you should have Nanuach B'Makom Echad, K'lomar She'lo Nelech B'Derech Rachok, Rak Derech Tiel V'Oneg, Uvahalicha shnei masar milin ein bo torech rav. So now it's hard to put a finger on what exactly he's getting at, but at least from the end it sounds like the shir of Yud Beis Mil is a shir in tircha, right? Anything less than Yud Beis Mil is a shpatzir, right? So like a nice Shabbos walk, it's derech oneg v'tio. But once you go past Yud Beis Mil, then your walking is already begedech derech tircha rav. No, Ariel, what do you want to say? The lashon of nanuach b'makom echad.
If it would have been tircha,
then it's also together tircha.
Then it violates some other principle. We have the raisa of menucha. Let's say I'll leave it on that. But until then, and then you could put the dagash chazak still on the first phase of shenanuach
b'malkom echad. And what would shenanuach b'malkom echad be?
So that's also a good question. I mean, with what he said before, the premise could be a sort of focus and inner directedness on Shabbos of staying in one place as opposed to that now.
And maybe like almost like Mikra Kodesh of Yantif a little bit. What do we think of the Chinuch? The emphasis on the Tircha or the Lanuach? What?
It sounds to me like that.
Tircha is so maybe like the Halicha is Begeder Tircha.
I was going to say any Halicha, but if it's Teal Oneg, so it's not considered a Halicha.
Right. The Sefer Rabatim seems to have a different emphasis. This source is from the Sefer Rabatim, page 18. And here the Sefer Rabatim writes, Kavanas Azhara Zu is commenting on the Rambam. Lefisha ha'alicha eina b'chlal ha'melachos. Okay, so clear that just walking is not a melacha. V'ilu lo nesar zeh ele b'yichud ha'yamutur lo leches b'chol makom she'irtze. If Torah didn't specify this, then you could go everywhere we want. Im kain batla kavanas hashvisa. Okay, so whatever the mitzvah of shvisa, it'll be batla if you can go anywhere you want. Ki lo yisorer ha'adam b'mashet tzarich lehisorer b'inyan hashabbos shehu holich le'asakav. So here, the Sefer Batim seems to be saying it's a geder that you shouldn't be going to work, right? If you're walking outside of the city, mistama you're going to your office. The Torah asers your gvul to make sure that you're not dealing with asakav instead of staying home. And then he goes a little further. ולפי כוונה זו בירה ביקיבה על יתיש במקום של יתי חוץ לפיים אמה, כי הפיים אמה הוא הנוסן למגרשי הערים, ואם יוכל לצס לחוץ ילך לעסקיו. I guess people didn't have business inside the ear, right? It's only once you get outside the ear, then you can talk about asakim. V'yivatel kavanas hashvisa. Which sounds very much like the essay, like we say you shouldn't hear hurim asurim. Amnam ad alpayim amar derech v'nyodam l'tayil v'atil hu simchas ha-nefesh v'tu'elas kamken l'misaskim b'chachma. Then he quotes the sheet of Yud Bez Mil. And I was kind of hoping that he would give maybe like a different hesber for the mind, but he doesn't say that. But he says, V'rov min agonim lohus harnim anatorah latzeh z'chus l'shalash parsash k'neged machni Yisrael. ותהיה הכוונה בזה שאחד מן המחנה ילך מן הקוצה כי כל המדינה הוא מקום טיל מיוחד לא לכוונה עסק. Again, the same view that anytime you're within a machne, it's not for business purposes. גם כי בהליך אז גימל פרסוס לא תיבטל כוונה השביסה. That's a second consideration. ורבים מהטיילים ילכו לטייל כשיר זה להנהיג הבריאוס. Okay, so the safer batim here seems to be learning that it's a geder not being tarred ba'asakov, and if you limit people to the city, then immediately they're not going to have a chetimtzit to worry about their work. So at least we could say that according to the Sefer Abatim, the gvul is really to keep you limited to the city, and according to the Sefer Achinuch, it sounds more like it's a shear in the tircha of how much you're exerting yourself when you walk. Right, that seems to line up a little bit. So perhaps you could just point to a few nafkamina to where you place the emphasis of the Isser, and with this we'll conclude. One nafkamina might be, what if you're violating the Isser Tchum without walking? Right? And the classic case is somebody who's riding on a Sfina over Shabbos. I'd say it's Kona Shvisa b'makom echad, but the Sfina's going. So there's no Halicha. So Als Tircha, you definitely don't have any problem. But you might be definitely outside of the Makom where you're a Kona Shvisa. So the Ramban is a Chiddush in Ervin Gimel Med Aleph. The Ramban just says that if you're on a Sfina, there's no Isser of Tchumin. And he says, why? Because you only violate the Isser Tchumen when you actually walk the whole duration of Gimel Parsos. He says, V'ein b'yitziyaso chutz l'tchum Isser, sorry, ein b'hilucho mishum chiv Torah ad sheyahalech misham, until you walk from the Makom l'yirkona Shivisa, Shnei Masar Mil. You actually have to walk the distance of Shnei Masar Mil in order to violate it. And therefore he says, She'ein halichas hasvina beheter mischasheves lo min haTorah. So a Svina is not going to go to your shir of Gimel Parsos. The in chiyuvo imkin halach mi makom sheyatzal l'sham kishir tchumen. Right, this is only if you go b'halicha from your makom ha'iser.
There's a double chiddush in the Ramban, because you could have said, let's say you go the whole shir in a sfina, that's one thing. But the Ramban is saying that even if you go a few, and then you still end up walking, you are out of your big meal, but since
you're fine.
The step wasn't there, sir,
right.
Then you're fine.
So right. You're two dinim here in the Ramban, maybe. Right, here, at least, I'm just bringing out the principle that you machalik between whether it's halicha or whether you just end up moving outside of the Rokeach has this kasha about Bnei Yisrael at Maimed Har Sinai, that they were pushed back Yud Bez Mil, so why aren't they by the Tchumen? So like the Emir Bina and a lot of the Chronim say, oh, because if you're moved back and you didn't walk back, then you don't violate the Yisr Tchum. That's, he actually asked, how could they come back? Yeah, how did they come back from the Yud Bez Mil? That's what he answers. Yeah, the Achronim tried to suggest that maybe like since they didn't walk, they weren't walking, so then they don't violate the Isser. But that would be a good nafkamina maybe between this theme of the Chinuch versus the theme of the Sefer Abatim. Right? Maybe according to the Chinuch, you have to worry about Halicha. According to the Sefer Abatim, it's about where you are. Another nafkamina, and this is the highlight of the Chabura second to the Rokeach, is the Shita of the Mario in the Minhag Mechokha Shavuos. He wants to know, could it be Mekadesh Halevana in a motze Shabbos shechal b'yom tov. Mari segal lohi mekadesh halevana b'shum yom tov shechal b'motze Shabbos kegon chag ha-shvuos. Okay. V'yoyiv taima. Kishem sheyesh tchumen lamata, kach yesh tchumen lamala. V'chshem mekabel pnei halevana k'ilu yotze l'kras l'chutz l'tchum. V'ein l'hakel pnei ha-shechina b'yom tov chutz l'tchum. So here you might even say you have a case where you have at least some form of a violation of tchumen without any yitziyah at all, right? But since it's almost like you're going to greet something which is mechutz l'tchum, that could be magdur you as chutz l'tchum in a certain sense, even without any halicha at all. Okay, it's hard to know, but...
It seems like to the extent that there's a tchum, there's also a yitziyah,
no? What?
To the extent that there's a tchum, there's also a yitziyah, which is like...
No, but there's definitely no tircha, right? It sounds here like you're being misasek or you're mitzuruf to something michus l'tchum, which is the problem. Right, what does he mean the kilu yotze the krasa?
Yeah. I mean definitely, yeah, you know.
You're looking at Daniel Abavli in the kilu or kishem.
That's the way he's supposed to say it. He says mechavu pnei levana and then mechavu pnei ashvi. That's correct.
What?
You can switch it.
There are two gear cells.
So he's learning Kiddush Levana is being
counted. Plan Shechina, yeah, it's that.
Plan
Shechina is fine. Plan Levana. That what? Ain't Chum in Lamala? Mal Miyud? For Kiddush Levana, even. Why is he.
The way it's said in Kiddush Levana is being
counted. Okay. I guess you're Makawa Shechina, I guess, I don't know. Through Kiddush Levana, and that, I don't know, that involves your seeing the moon. I don't know. Save that for the for Yitzi's next Chabura when he wants to talk about Tchumen.
I'm surprised that
he didn't. You have to wait for his cousin to call him up.
Yaakov learned Shabbos
with
me.
So at least the Maril could be some sort of a Hechatimsi where you have some sort of Hitzyachsus Chut L'Tchum without an actual Yitziyah Chut L'Tchum. Okay. You have to see the Ramah Pano here for anybody who knows geometry. It's very. You have to figure out what he's trying to say. I think he's trying to figure out why you're at Yosei Chus L'Tchum, right, when you're standing on the ground and not moving anywhere. So you have to maskil yavin when you look at this Ramah Pano. Another nafkamina to this question could be, what are Chazara L'Tchumo? I mean, let's say you're ready, you're Yosei Chus L'Tchum. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Chav Daled quotes the Tos Yishanim in Yuma, who has this suggestion. And maybe the only time there's Nisr Tchum is when you go from your Makam HaShvisa outside of it. But once you're outside of the Tchum, there's no Isr Daraisa to come back in. That Isr is at best an Isr Drabana. Right? So there's only an Isr Yitzia Chutz L'Tchumo, but once you're outside, come back in is only an Isr Drabana. So I thought that could work nicely, but that wouldn't work according to the Sefer HaChinuch, right? Because Tircha of Yud Beis Mil. And again, Sefer Batim can go both ways also, but you might say that since they don't want you outside the Tchum Ayir because of they want you to be a Nach B'makom Shein L'Asakim, so then he could come back into the city also. Again, it's hard to know which way it goes, but at least you could see that.
Part of Shabbos is not being in a Makom Acher or Makom, which is
Yaakov Avon of Yanuchu.
Yeah, especially if it's a Kalos kind of a din and not a Maisa kind of thing.
Right.
Maybe even more so, ironically, I mean, just going back to the other parts. So maybe the Alpai Lama works better in one respect, as a, you know, as a vice, therefore as a tircha. But especially if you're saying the Yud Beis Mil and it's Makom Yisrael.
Right.
I'm sorry,
so I'm going to touch on that in this last.
That also might work with these, not just the Sefer Batim. It's kind of parallel to Sefer Batim.
Right.
It wouldn't be for the Gzeira Drabana, Gzeira Asek. It would be more.
Yeah, I think right. You could. Talk about the Sefer Batim, I think, in that first emphasis of the Chinuch, right? So, Dina being Koveya Shvisa and like Hachana with Shabbos, that you're deciding my Shabbos is going to be spent here. Yeah.
I'd say it's sort of bringing too close a little bit, because as a walk, you're Molly and Tokyo, you're in Sefer Batim, from side to side, it could be
right.
So, it had to be some gathering in between, something like called like traveling.
Right.
Traveling outside.
Right. Yeah, there are two gear stuff. The Rambam's Lashon is like Lahalech or something?
In
Sefer Mitzvot?
In
Sefer Mitzvot. The Rambam's Lashon is, I think I put it on earlier. Came back like 50 pages. Let's see, we made progress. The Rambam here in Sefer Mitzvot says, Mitzvah Shin Chafal, if Yishe Zerni Shalo, Lahalech Chutz L'Tchum HaMedina. When the Ramban quotes that in his Hasagos, he says, Shalo Limsoa. Which has a different connotation than just not to go. But I thought another nafkamina to this, you know, this kind of these paradigms, these two different paradigms of either Sefer Batim or the Chinuch, is the nafkamina whether you could have an Eruv on Tchumen D'Oraisa, an Eruv Tchumen. So we saw earlier that Ramban said, oh, if you hold it, you could have an Eruv according to Be'kiva Tchum D'Oraisa, then of course you could also have an Erev according to the Chachamim. But the Ramban himself wasn't so sure L'chatchila whether you could have an Erev. You can see he's struggling with the Mishloshin here in Yud Zayin and Beis on top of page 20. The Ramban just says, Kivin de alpaim ama min haTorah heim heich erev moel leilech yoser. Right? How can I have an erev? It's daraisa. V'hareh erev azem moel le'inyan shel devrayim v'hudama le'erev tavshilin chatzero shemi devrayim. Then Ramban, he asks a kasha, how could it work? And then he shifts gears and he says, uvivadai shehama'are biraglav efshar shehu min haTorah. Right? So vadai efshar that an erev biraglav is min haTorah. Right? L'fishehu kone ben hashmasa shvisas of makom raglav. V'kanu makom v'kanu eruvo. The real question is, Zela Erev HaPas, Eich Mo Min HaTorah? Meichan Lamad Rabbi Akiva, Heter Erev L'Hakel. I mean, so the question is, how do we know that you could be Koveya, your Dira, B'Makom Acher? Right? Other than where you are, that's Efshar Vadai, or Vadai Efshar. But where you're not, that's the challenge. So he brings a Raya to show that you can, even according to Rabbi Akiva, and then V'chein for Yud Beis Mil. The Meiri on Lamed Vav Med Aleph discussing our sugya almost has the exact opposite relationship between Erev Tchumen and Tchumen. Meaning, Ramban starts off saying we know there's Tchumen Daraisa, but how do we know about Erev Tchumen? Meiri, reading our Gemara in Yud Zayin and Beis, comes around and he says, our Gemara was never suggesting that Tchumen itself is Daraisa. Okay? V'ktas chach mei adar v'isi mefarshim af l'shitasam sher b'yanai l'divri akol amra. Why are we make it by Erev Chatzeros? Because the Erev is only Leheker. She'ilu hayatiltol mechatzer lechatzer aser legamri, lo hayanitar be'erev Chatzeros. So we're proving that Erev Chatzeros is a davar kal, that we're proving that the iser of tiltol bechatzer is a davar kal from the fact that it has an Erev. Aval Eruve tchumim, shehem kinyan bayis legamri, v'shvisa gemura, v'af ledivri ha'omer da'araisa Erev mo'elbo, lo patram lakel shvisasam. V'zehu sheviu zush rabchir shetchumen daraisa af lukos aleyen. V'yav apichein erev moel behen. V'achar sheha erev moel kolkach in lo hakel behen. Meiri is saying, look, our Gemara is assuming tchumen drabanan. So why are we oser for the machane? Because we know that an erev works for tchumen daraisa. So you see how much of a davar chamor an erev is. So meil, we have to be machmir even by erev and drabanan, even by erev tchumen drabanan. Because you see how important it is to be kona shvisa. So here he's starting off with the chashivas of the Erev Tchumen to prove why we have to be machmir in the case of the machane. But perhaps you could say that this machlokes, or this shita, this suffix of the Ramban and the shita of the Meiri, and what we saw earlier, the Rashba's rejection that there could be an Erev, Laman Damar Tchumen, the Raisa Yudbe's meal altogether, takes a stance on this question of the nature of the Isser of Tchumen. Okay, and you could see here the Divrei Yechezkel. Says this very, I think, very, very sharply. He writes here on top of, this is the top of page 21. He says, "Val kol panim nimtzenu lomdim mizeh, d'lishitas hayushalmi dekrad al yete misparish kipshuto, d'hainu she'asr latzeis chutzlim komo, d'hainu chutzlim machane." He says, the makar of the Yushalmi is from Yudbeis Mila Machane Yisrael. The geder iser is latzeis mim komo. Im kein chazin mizeh dekol shir degimel parsos nase mekomo shel adam kemo shekasavnu el inyan tchum alpayim l'man desfirle dehumi deraisa megzer shavet demakom makom aval if yishitas hashas dilan dekra demkomo eno rak l'shir ba'alma uchi'ilu ksiv bekra al yetze ish kimkomo im kein ein lan uraya deshalosh parsos chashim mekomo shel adam. Okay, so maybe the Bavli holds that gimel parsos is not considered mekomo shel adam. Val pizza yesh lomar od, dilashas dilan shone din yidbeiz mil rabbanan me'alpayim drabi akiva. Okay, so before we saw the mudeyar who said the question is whether it's begeder melacha or not begeder melacha. Here, his distinction is not so much whether it's begeder melacha, but whatever the iser tchumen is, what is the iser? Like, what's the geder of the iser? Drabi akiva, sorry, rabbanan me'alpayim drabi akiva. The iser dalpayim humi tzad akiras makom o richuk makom. Kimoshin is bar la'el. The ha'akram is parashah b'akiva kipshut al yetzeish mimkomo. Harei de'ikar ha'iser hu mitzad sheyotze mimkomo. V'chol she'ein lo makom klal lo alpayim v'lo dal ramos eino over b'iser klal. Right? It's all about leaving your makom. If you don't have any makom, then you can't violate the iser at all. V'chomoshik stav nu'el b'shem ramban. Right? The adam mahalich she'eino kona shvisa mishum denayid mutalich kama shayir. This is what Jason was pointing out earlier. De'ein ani koribo lo shavu tachtav. Hello, I'll yet say mimkomo. She ain't losing makom klal. Aval din diga beiz mil eino tolik klal bekinyan makom. Ve'im siba se iser ba mitzad akiras makom or richuk makom. El kachu adin. Bit of a lengthy formulation. De aser lozuz mi makom raglov. Hainu hadal ramos. Dezeu chashiv makom raglov mikvar de shvu tachta. Omei ha'ir de chashiva kedal ramos. Umisham aser behiluch lehisrache gimel parsaos. Ve'ahiluch ba'atzmuso hu ha'iser. Velo mi din makom klal. So here he wants to say, what?
I would have said the opposite.
Right.
I did say that.
That's it. Here he wants to say, and I think he was saying that also for the Yishalmi it's the opposite. For the Yishalmi it's the Shir and Makom.
So he's saying...
I think he's saying the Bavli has a different conception of Yud Beis Mil than the Yishalmi does. But Al-Kulpan, his distinction is that Al-Payim is a din in Yitziyah Chutzlum Komo. And if you don't have any Makom, you don't violate Bechlal. So that's like this notion of being Kona Shvisa. Yud Beis Mil is a din being Yotze Chutz, as a din in Halicha over a certain extended space, right? Which is, I think, approximates more the Sefer Achinuch than the Sefer Abba.
I would have said, based on the thing before, the
and then he says, but then he even says, Af ba'adam mahalik shelo kana shemakom, nami kamin be'al yetze. As even if you have no kinyan shvisa at all, there's still an iser of Gimel Parsaos. Okay? Now here's
the same result, though.
Same result in terms of.
Because he's trying to be mechalik why the Eruv that works only in Alpine Mama doesn't work.
Oh, so that's what he's about to. Yeah, he's about to explain Eruv.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I would say the opposite explanation for the same.
Well, he's going to say that. Look, if the Isser is the exertion of halicha or traveling, so then traveling is a little trickier. But if it's the tircha of Gimel Parsaos of Isser halicha, then of course making Eruv won't help you. Right, because you can't be other than where you are, l'inyan tircha.
But l'inyan
kinyan makom, you can be.
Right. So I would have said that the yud, like I was saying before, that the yud beis mil as it did in the chalos, it's a chalos kind of an iser. That's why there's no malchus. Maybe that's why there's no yodel b'shabbos, b'tchumin. And for that same reason, an eruv doesn't work.
But
and
he could maybe
reason, I would go with the sefer abatim type rather than machina type for the b'shabbos.
But maybe he's consistent with that. Maybe, meaning, he's not saying that halicha tircha means malacha, malachadik. Maybe it's
like Galadamos.
What? No, I don't think he's taking a stand on the earlier question about whether it's begeder malacha or whether it's begeder hutsa or whether it's begeder shvisa. I think he's just taking a question within what is the nature of tchumen in terms of what do you have to do to violate it.
Yeah,
and there the shaila is whether it's about tircha or whether it's. But this Isser Tircha is not a Isser Tircha of like the Ramban Amal the Tircha.
Right.
And maybe it's more like a something Ba'aseh. Okay, so these would be a few nafkaminas to the question of where you put the emphasis in terms of the Geder of the Mitzvah of Chumash.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Next week.